It's not often you take 5 for 14 in any form of cricket and have a bloke upstage you. But I reckon David Warner just did to our next guest, Dan Christian, who's on the line from the Hobart Hurricanes. G'day, Dan.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Davey Warner, 100 in the pre-lunch session. Question's sort of different. What's he like to bowl to, Dan?
Yeah, he's a nightmare to bowl to. In all forms. That's extraordinary, that this morning. I've only seen about 15 minutes of it, but he's come out firing, and he's certainly got the Pakistanis on the back foot.
Where do you bowl? When you bowl to David Warner, where do you bowl it?
Well, I suppose you don't give him any width for a start, and then I suppose you just got to try and bowl really straight and try and close him off and make him just hit to the leg side. It's hard work, that's for sure.
What has he got a weakness that you're aware of, Dan, that you can exploit early doors?
No, not really. Well, we nicked him off in a Sheffield Shield game before Christmas, and that was just Scott Boland bowling and Chris Tremaine just bowling really good length, and he threw his hands through one that probably wasn't quite there to drive. But not often he nicks them.
No, it's not. But enough about him. Let's talk about you. 5 for 14. That's pretty impressive bowling in any form of cricket, but in T20, that's exceptional.
Thanks. Yeah, it was nice to get the results, I suppose, to get the figures. I feel like the ball's been coming out well all year. Despite having not bowled yet in the BBL, it was nice to get some wickets, and even better for us to get the win when we were under a little bit of pressure, I suppose.
Your form in Shield cricket has been terrific as well this summer. You're having a good summer. You put that down to anything in particular?
No, not really. We've just enjoying my cricket, I suppose. Last couple of years with the Vics having won the two Sheffield Shields has been fantastic. I really enjoyed that. So just like I say, just enjoying my cricket, and that obviously carries on to the BBL. Fantastic time of year. I really enjoy it down in Hobart this time of year as well. It's a great bunch of blokes here, and playing at Blundstone's a really good ground to play 2020 cricket at. So it's just things are going well.
And things are going well. I mean, the batting with Timmy Payne's been on fire, and the bowling with yourself have been good. So you're looking forward to, obviously, a finals campaign with the Hurricanes?
Yeah, for sure. And Darcy Short's another one that's come from the clouds, I suppose. He's been absolutely on fire. He smacked him again last night and played really well in the first game against the Sixers too. So, we're just starting to get it all together. Things have been a little bit rusty the last couple of games, but we've certainly showed glimpses of some really good form. So hopefully we can keep that up.
Is that rustiness down to, transforming from one form of the game to the other, or is it just one of those things?
I think it's just one of those things where you drop the odd catch in 2020 cricket, and we're in 4-day cricket. You've got plenty of time to make up for it. But 2020 cricket, it can change the game, really, and that's pretty much what's happened to us. We've just dropped some catches at bad times, or guys have bowled a couple of bad balls that have changed the momentum of the game, or lost the wicket at the wrong time, that kind of thing. So we're pretty close.
That fielding thing seems to have been right across the board in all the games that I've watched so far. That's been the critical change, is that those catches haven't stuck, or you've seen easy catches drop for some reason, be it lights or whatever. When we saw Watson the other night drop one in a game that he obviously didn't see, that seems to be the really critical part of this current competition.
Yeah, it's been extraordinary. The standard of fielding around the country is generally very, very, very good, particularly in the Big Bash. It's just been a bit weird. Can't really put a finger on it. We certainly can't. We're fielding really well at training. Blokes are taking catches and hitting the stumps to run out at training. But, getting to the games, I suppose you're just making the odd mistake, yeah.
Have we almost spoiled ourselves with the standard that we'd set up until this year? Because up until this year, catches just seemed to stick.
Yeah, there's been some extraordinary catching in the past few years, yeah. The Jordan Silk one at the Gabba a few years ago is one that springs to mind. But it's just one of those things, I suppose. It's maybe we have put ourselves under a bit too much pressure by being too good in the past.
4 overs, no maidens, 5 for 14, and you play them again on Friday. Clearly, you've got your bunnies all lined up for another whack at them, Dan.
No, I know what 2020 is like. I've played enough of it. I'm every chance of getting done for 60 on Friday night. So we'll. Hopefully not, but if we can certainly keep that momentum up that we've built from this game, it'll be nice and go a long way to making a finals campaign.
When a bowler does get a bag of wickets or, you know, gets really good figures and stuff, we do celebrate it really a big time, because in this form of the game, it's not a bowler's game by any stretch of the imagination.
No, it's definitely not. The crowd certainly weren't there to watch me take wickets last night. They were there to watch everyone hit sixes. So sometimes you think you're better off just putting a bowling machine there and everyone standing out in the field and seeing who can hit the most sixes. That's certainly what it feels like sometimes when you're in the field, particularly against the Brisbane Heat, when you got Chris Lynn and Brennan McCullum going, like we did the other night.
Yeah, they were both spectacular, weren't they?
Yeah, they were absolutely brilliant, and that's as clean a striking as you'll see anyway. So, no, you certainly got to have your wits about you when you're bowling in 2020. But yeah, occasionally you have that rare night like I had last night where the balls just tend to go to the fielders.
Well, you say rare night, but this is actually your second fifer in the Big Bash League. I mean, that in itself is quite amazing.
Yeah, well, I suppose I've played a fair bit of it though. As I say, it swings and roundabouts 2020. I suppose you've got to take the good with the bad. Nice to get the figures, like I said last night. But I know that someone will get hold of me at some stage around the corner. That's for sure.
Is there any particular ground you like playing on more than others in this form of the game?
Blundstone and the Gabba are probably the two best, I'd say, in terms of batting and bowling. The wickets are absolutely fantastic at both grounds, where you can just hit through the line of the ball when you're batting. Bowling, they don't tend to give you too much assistance. Despite getting a few wickets last night, you don't tend to get much luck at bowling at Blundstone. But yeah, batting, they're both fantastic grounds.
Is there one you don't like bowling on? Like, is the Adelaide Oval, because it's so short on each square sides, that's a bugger to bowl on?
No, the Adelaide Oval's not too bad. Okay. It's the Gabba's the worst. The Gabba's the worst because the wicket is so true and bounces so beautifully, and there's always a really short boundary to one side. So that's probably the hardest, I'd say. Adelaide Oval's actually pretty good. The wicket's normally quite true, and because it's quite long straight, you can try and make the batsman hit the ball straight, and hopefully they play across one trying to hit towards the short boundary.
Well, what about as a batsman? Is there anyone, do you like the Gabba for batting because the ball comes on nice and quick?
The Gabba and here at Blundstone are generally the two best, I'd say. Yeah.
Why hadn't you bowled up until last night?
Just the way the games had panned out, I think. I've been bowling a lot in the nets and mark my run up out every game, but it just hadn't happened in the game. We've got a few all rounders and some really good spinners in our side, and having guys like Sean Tate and Stuart Broad as well. When things are under the team's under the pump, I suppose you tend to throw the ball to your best player. So it's just the way it's panned out.
Tell us about Stuart Broad. How's he fitted in? How are you getting on with him?
Yeah, he's been brilliant. Got on with the boys really well. And obviously just his experience and calmness on the field too has been great for us. I've known Stuart for a little while now. We played together at Nottinghamshire in England. So, great to have him over here. And I knew he'd be great around the group as well. So it's worked out really well for us.
Dan, well done on the 5 for 14 last night. Good luck. I'm pretty sure you'll bowl in the game against the strikers in Adelaide. I reckon you might get the ball. Be prepared to bowl.
Yeah, right. No, I think I will too, yeah.
Good on you. Thanks for talking to us. Appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Dan Christian there from the Hobart Hurricanes. That is an amazing bowling performance, any form of the game.